We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. End of the show. End of the show. All right.
Hi, and welcome to the end of the show. Hi there. I'm Gregor, and I don't have a lot of time today, so I'll get right to the point. I should actually say, we're summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 Nerd Talk, and it is the Full 90 Extra Time Podcast. Full 90 Extra Time Podcast, brand new episode up today. Go give it a listen. Full 90 Extra Time. Thanks to whoever tweeted at me asking more about that. You the best. Oh, wait, was it Instagram? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's talk about dumb jokes. I've tried to get into the new Of Monsters and Men album that came out on Friday. It's taken me longer than I expected. I don't know what I wanted from it or where I'm at mentally. I know, it's probably Maynard James Keenan's fault. He went on the Joe Rogan podcast and was like, hey, Tool is back, and we're going to have all our stuff streaming on Friday on the internet for the first time in ever. Additionally, we'll have a new album out at the end of August. And I'm like, whoa! Some part of distant past Greg just came back to life like, yes, go on. I don't know if you like Tool or not, but that was a big deal for me like a number of years ago that we will choose not to count right now. I'm pumped because I'm on my way down to the Museum of Flight for the second time this week. This is kind of weird. You go down there to see the Blue Angels, which are parked in their parking lot all week long. That's pretty crazy. But you got to buy admission to the museum in order to see them. And listen, I get it. The museum's got to make their money, keep their doors open, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying that, like, our tax money pays for those stupid jets. I want to see them up close. And now there's a pay barrier to get there? Get out of here. The pay barrier is my tax dollars, jerks. Okay. Anyway, I called the Museum of Flight, and they're like, of course you can come down and take some pictures and tell people about it. So here I am. The people there are lovely at Museum of Flight. It just was hot out on Monday, and I drove all the way down there and then parked 4 miles away and then walked over to just find out, nope, not getting in here, jerk. My life's so hard. It's so bad, let me tell you. Well, at least I'm not renting in Seattle.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
According to the Seattle Times, when it comes to renting a place to live, Seattle is now the most expensive big city in the country outside of California.
California.
Yeah, that place. Wait a second, more expensive than New York City? You know what that means. Tacoma, you're next. Sorry. A series of meetings are coming up to establish a third gender option on Washington State official IDs, like a driver's license. By October, you could be able to select gender X. Don't read the comments on these stories. Not awesome. But one I read points out that Washington can't even get their IDs sorted to comply with federal rules. How are they seriously gonna pull this off? And finally, about 6,500 Democrats took to the stage for another primary debate last night, and not one karate-relevant question was asked of any of them.
Whatever.
Yeah. How are we supposed to know who's going to keep us safe from ninjas? Way to blow it, CNN.
You just got news.
There's another one of those debates tonight. I tease, but it is very important because people have tons of strong feelings and the internet's making it all the worse. And so we should probably be paying attention to these things, but I'm not going to get into it now because some people are like, nuh-uh! I guess I'm kind of one of those people myself. Okay, so this caught my attention and I don't know what to do with this information. I read a headline that said that Japan is going to allow human-animal hybrids to come to term. That means, like, the embryos will be allowed to grow complete to birthing time, I guess. Kiana on Twitter said, initial thought hearing 107.7 The End Nerd Talk that Japan is going to be making animal-human hybrids. Did they learn nothing from Full Metal Alchemist? That show was so sweet, so cute, but also heavy. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's exactly the way that Japan... it's going to open up some dimensional portal to hell or something. But it's not as bad as it sounds. I mean, the human-animal hybrids. The portal to hell, probably terrible.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Japan is making human-animal hybrids and letting the embryos develop to term. Isn't this exactly how we get Godzilla? Hold on now. It's about growing human organs inside of animal bodies so we can remove them and then care for the hundreds of thousands of people in need of a transplant. Huh, for a second there, I thought they'd be engineering, like, pterodactyl human hybrids, allowing superhuman people to fly around. Probably gonna need a diaper law. Ew. Researchers are making big strides in brain interfacing. Now some neuro nerds can hook up wires to your head and convert your thoughts into speech. Not great for the future when the robots are interrogating you. Oh really, you hook that thing up to my head right now and you just get something basic like, I want some Pop-Tarts. Ooh, I want some Pop-Tarts. I want some Pop-Tarts.
That's enough.
And finally, tonight in cosmology, be on the lookout for the black moon. That's when you have a second new moon in 1 month. It's also a super moon. That's when our lunar satellite is closest to the Earth on its elliptical orbit. You combine the two for a pretty rare black super moon. I mean, good luck spotting it since it'll be dark like the backdrop of space. Also, Seattle, so clouds.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's been hot, drink your water! Because otherwise you could be grouchy like me. I felt like a big dumb Wookiee all week. Just mad about everything, sleepy all the time. I think I've been hanging out with my cat Peanut too much. End of the show, end of the show, it's the end of the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.